Ka'b bin Ujrah radiallahu anhu, the Sahabi, narrates his own incident that in the sixth year after Hijrah, which was at the time of the incident of Hudaybiyah, when the Muslims had traveled to Makkah al-Mukarramah with the intention of performing Umrah, and they were stopped at that point. And he describes his own condition, that he had long hair and yatahataful qumul, that the lice were falling out of his hair. He was still in the state of Ihram, waiting to perform Umrah, and there was so much lice in his hair that it even came into his eyebrows and into his moustache. And they were obviously causing great difficulty and unease to him. He was still in Ihram, so because of being in the state of Ihram, he was not allowed to cut his hair. And similarly, he was not allowed to kill the insects, because those are part of the prohibitions of Ihram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him, his condition, his difficulty, his challenge, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, أَيُؤْذِيكَ هَوَامُكَ, that are these insects troubling you? And he said, yes, O Nabi of Allah, it's causing me great difficulty. It was at that time that the verse, or the portion of the verse, was revealed, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ بِهِ أَذَمْ مِنْ رَأْسِهِ, whoever is sick or has some challenge, difficulty with regard to his head, فَفِدْيَةٌ مِّنْ صِيَامٍ أَوْ صَدَقَةٍ أَوْ نُسُكٍ, then that person will give the compensation, صِيَامٍ, fasting, أَوْ صَدَقَةٍ, charity, أَوْ نُسُكٍ, or he slaughters an animal. So in an instance where a person is in Ihram, and a person needs to violate the law of Ihram because of a difficulty, then there are three options. Either you fast for 3 days, either consecutively or separately. It may be in the haram or it may be back home. That is the first option. The second option is sadaqatin, to give the charity. So the charity is of 3 sa' of wheat, which is to be given to 6 poor people. So basically, it is the amount of sadaqatul fitr, our sadaqatul fitr amount, which needs to be given to 6 people. It can be given in the haram or it could be given at home. That is the second option. So your first option is to fast. The second option is to give the charity. And the third option is to slaughter an animal, meaning a goat or a sheep, which is 1 year old or more, and that needs to be slaughtered in the haram. So this is when there is a violation of the ihram, and it's because of a genuine reason, and then a person has one of these three options. The violation is either one slaughter, one cuts one's hair, one needs to cut the hair, or there's some other violation of ihram. This, if the violation of ihram is for 12 hours or more, then this rule applies. If it was because of one's own negligence, you violated the ihram, then in that instance, and the violation is up to 12 hours, an entire day, then there's only one option, and that is the option of slaughtering an animal. Now, what had happened to me was, I was in Masjid Al-Aqsa, and there was a group of, with us in Masjid Al-Aqsa, and they were traveling to Makkah al-Mukarramah. They wanted to perform Umrah. So they entered into the Ihram already. But at that time, they did not have an Umrah visa, they only had a tourist visa. So when they went to the boarding gate, the authorities told him, no, you cannot be in Ihram. You're going for a tourist visa to Saudi. So you need to remove your Ihram. So they basically needed to put on their normal clothes again, put on a kurta over that. So now, in an instance like that, where you need to wear normal sewn clothes, if those sewn clothes are worn for 12 hours or more, then you need to slaughter an animal. If it is for less than 12 hours, then the other option is to either fast for 1 day or to give charity of the fidya amount. So these are the various scenarios that come about, and obviously it may be difficult to grasp all at one time, but this is the vastness of the deen of Islam, where Allah Rabbul Izzah has given us the guidance for various situations, and this is for our own ease and comfort. May Allah accept from us. Amen.